From Spark and Anvil and ProofQuest, this is Exhaustion Edda, in Chapter 1 of the ProofQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Exhaustion Edda runs, or technically ran, although in practice still helps run, the central archive of the kingdom's capital city. The archive holds, by Edda's own meticulous count, approximately 700,000 documents. She has personally touched, in some way, all of them. This is not a boast. Edda does not boast. It is simply the consequence of 43 years of working at the same archive, which she joined at 22 as the most junior assistant, and which she now runs as the senior keeper. In 43 years, you can touch a lot of documents. What Edda has come to understand, and this is the heart of the chapter, is that some questions about a collection cannot be answered by thinking about the collection abstractly. Some questions can only be answered by going through every single thing in it. This is a thing many people do not enjoy hearing. Edda enjoys saying it anyway. Her favorite example, which she uses in every introductory class, is this. A child once came to the archive looking for the oldest letter that mentions a particular variety of red apple, an apple called the crinklecoat, which grows only in a small valley on the western border. The child had a school project. The school project was about the history of the crinklecoat. The child wanted to know which letter in the archive was the earliest to mention the apple by name. There was, Edda explained, no shortcut. There was no master index of letters mentioning crinklecoat apples. There was no clever algorithm. There were 240,000 letters in the archive. To find the earliest letter mentioning the crinklecoat by name, somebody had to look through every letter. The child said, "But that will take forever." Edda said, "It will take about 4 weeks. I have a system. We will start with the oldest letters and work forward, and we will stop the moment we find the first one."
The child said, "That is still a lot of letters." Edda said, "Yes." They started the next morning. Edda made tea. She showed the child her cataloging system. The child read letters. Edda read letters. They worked side by side, every morning for 3 weeks and 4 days, until they found the letter, a small note from a baker named Lull to his cousin, dated 112 years ago, mentioning the new crinklecoat apples Cousin Bevan brought from the valley. The child cried, just briefly, with relief. Edda made more tea. The school project, when it was eventually finished, won the regional history prize.
This is, in mathematical terms, proof by exhaustion. You break a problem into all of its possible cases. You check each one. When you have checked all of them, you have proved the claim by the simple, deeply satisfying logic that there are no cases left to check. When the ProofQuest Academy asked Edda, at 65, whether she would consider teaching the exhaustion technique to children, Edda said the now famous line, "Finally, a technique that respects my actual job." She did not retire from the archive when she accepted. The Academy was willing to wait for her on the day she was needed at the archive. She is needed at the archive most days. She likes the archive. She likes the Academy too. She splits her time. Edda teaches exhaustion proofs with the calm of someone who has, over 43 years, learned that thoroughness is not the same as inelegance. Some children come to her class expecting exhaustion to be boring. They leave understanding that it is, in some cases, the only honest answer. She is also the cast member who most often reminds the others, quietly, at Academy dinners, that not every claim has a clever shortcut. Sometimes you just have to check the 700,000 letters. Sometimes the 700,000 letters are the proof.
She has been right about this every time. She still keeps a small wooden teacup at her desk in the archive. It was a gift from the crinklecoat child, who is now a grown adult and works at a museum 2 cities over. The teacup is chipped on one edge. Edda has not replaced it. She has, in her quiet way, an excellent memory for the things that matter. If you ask Etta what she does, she will not say, "I am a teacher," or "I am an archivist." She will say, "I check. I keep checking. When I have checked everything, I stop. That is the whole job." And she will offer you tea. She always offers tea.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Exhaustion Etta. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.